Thank you, Chair. First of all, a question. Are you asking for comments on the entire article? Okay, perfect. So first of all, then, in 15.1, we do not have a specific proposal to make here for language, but whereas we understand that a committee is supposed to be set up and it should have a multidimensional approach, we should have expertise represented that is much broader than what is being requested here. It just talks about competence in the field of human rights, etc. And perhaps we should refer to other, well, it says other relevant fields, but perhaps we should be more specific about knowledge in environmental issues, labor issues, and development, trade, and investment, because in fact, this is a very broad subject. So I think perhaps this could be expanded upon so as to cover a broader range of expertise. In paragraph B, whereas I remember that during the discussions in the sixth session, no proposal was made to add anything about age or age-balanced representation. However, we see that this is one of the nuances that has been introduced. So we'd like to understand a bit better why this was done, because in actual practice, when it comes to the composition of different treaty bodies, committees, etc., there are young people and also older people. So we'd like to know what the objective is of adding this criterion. It hasn't been used in any of the treaty bodies, and it might give rise to some confusion and give rise to interpretations that children could be part of the committee. In this respect, we'd like a clarification as to what is meant here, whether you just want to have a broad range of generations. We'd like to have it placed in square brackets until there is a clarification on this subject. And then in the article, it also talks about the obligation incumbent on states to present periodic reports on the measures adopted to implement the legally binding instrument. And we have some doubts in our mind as to how this obligation would actually work. If you take into account the fact that, first of all, this treaty does not seek to establish new rights, then we have also a concern that there might be duplication with the work of or existing bodies. But above and beyond any concerns, there's the whole issue of the work burden for states to present reports under treaty bodies in compliance with the human rights instruments that the states have ratified, the UPR reports, the special procedures under the Human Rights Council, etc. We think that this legally binding instrument has one particularity which no other treaty body has. That is, it encompasses obligations on the part of states, but also the involvement of companies. So I think the presentation of reports, if that obligation is maintained that they have to submit reports, this aspect should be also taken into account. And these are the comments for now, and perhaps we'll make more specific proposals for language.